we had across Canada participating. It's great to see other stations being a part of this special occasion.
On Thursday, May 16th, head to your local community radio station and tune in to Access Day 2019, anytime between 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. PST.
Party on
CITR 101.9 FM.
That's broadcasting from
the unceded territory of the Coast Salish Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people,
which is situated at, or wait, no,
what we now know as UBC, the University of British Columbia, Vancouver.
That's where we are. What's our show all about? Oh, sorry, what's your name?
So my name's Tristan Wheeler.
And what's my name?
Your name is Jack Lamming.
Jack Lamming, if you say it slower. And we're just a fun,
couple of guys.
We're a fun couple of dudes.
Just duding out.
We just dude out a lot of the time. We are on Friday nights, and you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. This Tristan Wheeler here is an imposter.
Oh, what?
This,
that's awkward.
Take off that mask.
I'm the real Tristan Wheeler.
You're not either. Let's take off that mask.
Hey, guys. No, I am the real Tristan Wheeler.
Get out of here, fake Tristan. I have some bad news for everyone.
Hey, guys. It's Tristan.
Stop this. Enough of these fake Tristans. I'm being surrounded on all sides by you people.
The real Tristan, please stand up.
Bow, 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 bow. Bow, 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 bow.
He might be listening to that song right now, but I can tell you this. Tristan Wheeler, much like Elvis, has left the building.
He wheeled on out of here.
Tristan is living in Toronto for this summer. I won't dox him too much, but he lives at 1212 Boogie Woogie Avenue in Toronto if you want to go see him. Maybe leave some hate mail for him. So it's just going to be me as the host this summer, which is a lot to deal with. It's giving me a lot of anxiety. I've been up all night every night since last you heard us, which was this time last week, which was Friday. And so I'm about 124 hours without sleep. I think that's how many hours are in a week.
I don't know. How's that feeling?
How get you out feel? Here. It's feeling okay. My eyes have started to bleed. I forget how to read things. But other than that, it's been good. Let's introduce my guests for the evening.
My name is Soph Dog.
Sophie, the Dog. Soph Dog Galloway, known as such because she blows all the other gals away.
Hey.
Just another way we'll honor the memory of Tristan here. And who are you, other strange man?
I'm, they call me Matty. And I enjoy, you know, long walks on the beach and also short walks on the beach. I like walking on the beach.
That's good.
Shoes off or shoes on?
That's a good question.
Depends on the shoes I decided to bring to the beach that day.
Very true.
True. I don't like sandy toes if I have to put my shoes back on.
Agreed.
I agree with you there, too. I'm going to start us off, just to get some semblance of normalcy here, with my guests. I'm going to start off with a segment that we like to do before we get to real introductions, before we get to talking about how our days went, before we get to really anything. I'm going to start with some news to discuss. Just get that. All right, here's our first piece of news to discuss from today. Trump had a phone call with Putin, and Putin asked him what he was wearing?
What was he wearing?
I think a suit. Manny, what do you think of this? Do you think the Russian president is flirting a little bit too much with the U.S. president?
You know what? You know what they say, right? Shooters shoot, and sometimes you just got to shoot your shot. There's a lot of, you know, things that they say not to do, but it's just because they're scared, you know?
Yep.
Players got to play. Don't hate the player. Hate the game.
It's true.
What if the game is thermonuclear war? These are big countries.
Whoa.
Shooting your shot in this could kill a billion people.
Whoa, I didn't consider that.
Hoomst asked Hoomst. Hoomst was wearing a suit.
Is Hoomst a real
word? So Putin asked Trump what he was wearing. Vladimir Putin asked Trump what he was wearing.
Hey, babe. What are you wearing? Oh, just my usual red tie and suit. WBU?
Duh. I am wearing a track suit.
Like the Adidas, like three stripe. Anyway, that is that is a stereotype of Slavs, and I think that is a bad narrative.
No, there's a photo. All right, there's a photo shoot of Putin working out, and he's wearing a $4,000 cashmere tracksuit.
Why would you work out in cashmere?
That's the question.
Surely it'd be good for like sweat wicking and stuff.
It'd be the best for sweat keeping
in. Well, in Russia, it's like minus 40 degrees.
It was the summer. He was at his weird lake house in like the Caucasus.
I don't know what to tell you. Well, anyway
next
like an icon to me.
Next piece of news. Trump hails, quote, jobs, jobs, jobs as U.S. employment surges. He also praised, quote, girls, 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 while listening to the Motley Crue album, Girls, Girls, Girls. What do you think of that?
Everybody loves jobs and girls, right?
Yeah.
Both of those things. Yeah. I like it.
But honestly, I don't believe it if it's coming from Trump. Anyone else, I'd be like, yeah, jobs and girls. But Trump, I'm like, nah.
So you don't like the Motley Crue song anymore because of Trump.
Yeah.
How does the Motley Crue song go, Jack?
Why don't I play some for you?
Yes, why don't
Slow start to this.
Yeah.
There's more to it than this.
So this song directly created jobs in the USA?
Yeah.
Okay, I think I'm getting it.
I would work to this song. This song would motivate me. Finish off my break early, you know?
Yeah.
Get back to work. Earn them dollars.
What type of job are we talking about?
Any job, you know?
Yeah.
Any job, every job.
All at once.
You'd get... Sorry, I missed part of that. I was watching that very strange music video.
This song would motivate me to get back to work.
That's good. Maybe he's onto something. Let's put this down here. Sophie is pro-Trump.
No!
Let's just get that on the air,
this
on the record.
Fake news, I say. Fake bloody news.
Hey, you're aghast at this suggestion.
I am.
I think it might be real news.
You think that Sophie is...
I actually heard that from someone on the street. They stopped me. And they
Let
were like,
the record
hey,
show.
You know Sophie? You know? You know her? I was like, yeah, I know Sophie. They're like, yeah, she's all about that Trump life.
Let the record show. I am incredibly anti-Trump.
I did see it. I did see a baseball hat in our closet that just said hashtag Trump life. and it was behind all the Cookie Monster snapbacks she had.
How many Cookie Monster snapbacks?
She had one in every color, which is weird because I've only ever seen
a blue color.
Yeah. You know when you open up Photoshop, you're like, I'd like to change the color, and there's that huge rainbow thing?
Oh, just, you know,
thing?
As you do, you just
like
open
every
up Photoshop
primary
to
color
edit
or
Cookie Monster snapbacks. Is that what you do, Jack, in your free time?
It's called riffing, Sophie.
Jack edits Cookie Monster snapbacks on Photoshop in his free time.
Anyways.
She had a few hundred of them, so I had to dig back there for a while, and then I found a few other
hashtags.
Did you
ever consider that she might have bought them as a cheaper alternative to one of those color palette booklets?
That's true. She's like, Jack, what color should we paint the walls?
And
when she like,
and they were just giving them out for like, you know, cents on the dollar, and it was actually a cheaper alternative, and all the same shades were offered except for coral blue. But who the fuck cares?
Who the heck cares about coral blue? It's
I
okay. Don't
look at this
it.
Business-minded individual over here. Matty knows what's up.
Matty knows, and he's too scared to go into Benjamin Moore and ask for a thing of paint samples.
You don't know what happened to me in there, right?
What happened to you in Benjamin Moore?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, yeah, but you're on my radio show, so, I mean, come on.
Well,
Give me some sugar.
I walked in there, and let's just say, in my mind, it's Benjamin less, okay?
As in you walked out of there with less dollars?
Yeah.
How much paint did you buy? What were you painting?
I was painting a mural.
A mural?
No, a mural, like with a...
Okay, with an L on the end. Yeah. Of what?
Of you.
Where was this?
Oh, I'm not going to tell you. Well, it didn't turn out very well. It was my first time
Wait,
trying.
Was this a positive mural of me?
Yeah, can we talk about something else?
No, man. I want to get to the bottom of this. Okay, we can move on to the next piece of news if you want. An accused serial killer is on trial in Los Angeles. Ashton Kutcher might be called to testify. This is a real story.
Ashton Kutcher, okay, serious moment though. Ashton Kutcher is actually a ledge. He's like a legend.
Yeah, he's going to testify in a murder trial.
He's been campaigning for rights of trafficking victims and, you know, victims of various awful things. He's been paying for their legal fees and creating foundations and stuff. So, you know what? I say fair play to the lad.
He also
Do you
want
to know why he's being called to the stand?
Why?
So you remember that 70s show?
Yeah.
He memorably played the character Kelso?
Yes.
While they were filming that, his girlfriend was murdered by this serial killer.
Oh my God.
Okay, that's really sad.
And there's a line in the show, and you can tell, because you still had to film it.
You can tell. Like,
you can
when
tell. Like, there's a. He does not look good in the few episodes after.
I've watched that 70s show. Up until the last season, because the last season is terrible.
It's really bad. Aww.
I had to stop watching. But anyways, could you tell me at what point this occurred?
I don't know exactly, but it's a sad story.
Yeah. This
anyway,
is
that's been
dark
go
tone.
Home and cry.
That's been news to discuss. This is our news show.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Woo.
Whip.
Woo. Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Woo.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to where we were before. Let's do some ASMR. Matt, you do the left ear, I'll do the right ear. Okay. So Let's get back to the real
thing. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Is ASMR explicitly sexual, or is it just... Because I hear some people use it to fall asleep.
Some people use it to fall asleep.
I was under the impression that it was explicitly a niche fetish.
I think it depends on the person, honestly. It depends on the user.
Because it's just a reaction.
I have a friend who I think misunderstood the meaning of ASMR because...
The acronym or...
No, just the general how you're supposed to use it because they're very soft, you know, very easy to listen to voice. So they started recording themselves reading children's stories. But she put it on YouTube and she labeled it, you know, like Lil Bo Peep ASMR. And I'm like, hold on.
No, ASMR can be not sexual at all. Like, there's videos of women just eating pickles.
So it is
I mean, I guess that could be for anyone.
Jack, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
It's the future. Little Jack Jr. is running around the house.
So this is 2024.
And you say, hey, little Jack Jr., what are you listening to on your iPad 17? And he says,
be gone, father. And he wheels himself into the next room.
No, he says he's listening to ASMR. What's your reaction to this?
What's he listening to?
He's listening to ASMR.
What ASMR?
He says ASMR, and then he says, Dad, get out of my room.
Ooh. All right, first, you're assuming I would give my kid a bedroom. Incorrect.
Okay.
He would get a hammock.
Just in the middle of the kitchen?
No, he'd get a room. He'd get a hammock room. It just wouldn't be a bedroom. There's going to be no beds in my house.
How high up is the hammock?
The ceilings are 12 feet tall. Hammock is 11. And you get a slide to get out.
A slide?
Yeah.
From a hammock?
Yeah.
I feel like it'd be very
dangerous. You gotta stick the landing because it is swaying up
there. What if you're in a rush for school or work?
Oh, that'd be a sight.
Well, I lay out his clothes in the hammock. So as he goes down the hammock, he's dressed at the bottom.
But listen, I understand how that would work for the lower half of the body garments, but the upper half of the body garments, does he have to twist around halfway through on the
No,
slide?
It does that for him. It's got like a lever that flips him like a pancake.
How much money are you going to put into this?
This kid's bedroom is going to cost hundreds of thousands of dollars.
How are you going to prevent slide burn?
It's a water slide.
Okay. So then he's going to go to school all wet.
Well, there's a bunch of hair dryers in the doorway.
Oh, no, I understand.
So he walks through like a big Dyson.
Okay, that makes sense. That I'm for it.
Like Where an MRI, but like a up? Dyson.
Yeah.
Can I
they
invest?
Spin around. You can invest. How much money you got?
I got a few bucks. Stuck to me?
Yeah.
Oh, I cleaned all the money off me this morning.
How much did you have this morning?
Like $37.
And what denominations were they in? Was it all loonies? Are we talking nickels?
No, it was all in rupees.
Cool. Huh. Cool.
I don't even know where rupees are from. I just
they're from
India,
a
darling.
Bunch okay. of different places too, I think.
But you didn't answer my question initially.
Yeah.
What do you do about the is ASMR for the children?
ASMR.
I would snatch that iPad out of little Jackie's hands and I would throw it against
the
wall.
You go, "Hey, little Jacko, what you listening to?" And you pick up the thing and you put it to your ear, and all you hear is.
Okay, yeah, that kid's not getting his thing. What if it's like, have you ever watched those soap cutting videos? Why are we not listening to ASMR as we do this?
Because I don't want to listen to ASMR.
ASMR makes me incredibly uncomfortable.
Yeah, I thought it was some fetish stuff, so I was kind of weirded out by my friend putting...
Okay, I'm taking the headphones off.
Okay,
Also, the microphone she was using wasn't high enough quality.
Was it just voice memos?
No. It was like a microphone, but I don't think it was high enough quality to actually do real ASMR. So I think it was not only was it misinformation.
Get it right into the mic there, so.
It was misinformation and.
Sounds
and
like a big old
more.
Fail to me.
Yeah, this is a. Hey, can we chuck this up on Failblog?
Well, no, I don't want to make her feel bad.
Oh, now I feel bad.
It's okay.
Oh, gosh.
It's okay.
I don't really have the heart to tell her. That she might, that ASMR might be strictly some fetish stuff.
Mm. On that note, we're going to go to what we like to call on this show, a QLB.
What does that mean?
A quick little break.
Oh.
Regular listener Matthew Wenzel over there, really keeping up with the knowledge. that will not be forgotten.
I'm sorry.
This next song is by The Djinns. It's called She Said. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Yeah!
Thanks, Sophie.
I'm a CITR volunteer community member, and I have been for 7 years. The radio thing happened because I thought it was really cool. It's just me and the mic, and that's it.
What is Access Day?
It's where we acknowledge accessibility and how we can promote accessibility, not only on radio, but in our daily life.
What is special about this year's Access Day?
It's the fifth. It's the fifth. You know, it's big. And last year we had across Canada participating. It's great to see other stations being a part of this special occasion.
On Thursday, May 16th, head to your local community radio station and tune in to Access Day 2019, anytime between 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. PST. Join us on Thursday, May 16th from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. PST for the 5th annual Access Day and enjoy 10 straight hours of programming produced around the theme Accessibility in Our Community. Pieces were contributed from radio stations across Canada. There will be live performances by Greg Labine and Christina Sheldon out of the Vancouver Adapted Music Society. You can tune into your local campus and community radio station or stream online at CITR.ca.
Am I wrong?
Man, they were nihilists, man.
Huh?
They kept saying they believed in nothing.
Niles.
The Great Escape from Nihilism, Rediscovering Our Passion in Late Modernity by Dr. Gordon E. Karkner involves a journey out of the prison of contemporary nihilism and into a meaningful life trajectory. Rooted in the work of Canadian premier philosopher Charles Taylor, this book is a relevant read for students and faculty. You can find it at the UBC or Regent bookstores.
Hey, we are back and we are on the air. That's right. Sounds you hear are people putting their headphones back on. We are moving. We are grooving.
We are ready to bloody go.
We are ready to bloody go. Who am I here with? Sir, first, who am I?
Who are you?
What's my meaning in life?
You're here.
I'm Jack Lamming, current host, not co-host anymore. Tristan's gone.
No, Tristan's right here.
We dropped that
in
bit.
In spirit.
Tristan's gone. Tristan is miles away, thousands of miles away in Toronto.
Kilometers.
He's in Toronto, or as I like to call it, Ronto, or the Ront.
Toronto McDonto.
Toronto McDonto. Sophie, what fun nickname have you got for that big city in the east?
The Six.
Six, six, six.
Six God. That's Drake, in case you missed it.
I did miss it. I missed Drake. You know, like people say, oh, I missed Game of Thrones. I didn't start watching it at first. I can't start watching it now. Too late to catch up. I miss Drake.
Really?
Way too.
Drake just has an absolute anthology of music behind him.
Yeah.
I'm sure he does.
Drake,
I'm surprised
you know,
that you were able to. It's worldwide. It's a big phenomenon.
Sometimes I'll hear Drake, like if I'm in a cab or at a club, I'll hear what I think Drake sounds like. I'll plug my ears. No spoilers. I don't want to hear it until I've heard his first song.
His very first song?
Yeah.
Like that he released or that he ever made?
That he ever made.
I think it's
I'm in
like,
litigation with his dad to get his home movies.
I think it's on like Degrassi. You could probably find his first song. I know
what's
he rapped
favorite
on
Drake
Degrassi.
Song, everybody, Maddie.
Maddie, what's your favorite Drake song?
Oh my God. You're really putting me on the spot here.
Okay.
My favorite Drake song?
Yes.
There's one that's been stuck in my head lately, but I don't know if I could give you a favorite.
Okay.
I can't even remember.
What's the one
the
that's been stuck in your head lately?
It's the one where he talks about Lou Will. I can't remember the name of that one. How's that one go?
I don't know.
I think it's
I
called
know.
You and the Six, maybe.
Huh. We'll never know. Sophie, what's yours?
I really like Right Hand. I like Back to Back, and I like Energy. Some good, slightly old school Drake. Those are my personal favorites. Tunes. What about you, Jackie
more,
boy?
More tunes for your
oh,
head
of course
pops.
You don't know
I don't
any
know.
Drake.
I can't tell you.
Zero Drake.
Oh, yeah.
I like Drake and Josh.
Oh.
I've never seen a photo of him. I'm assuming that it's Drake Bell.
I got a question for you.
Yes.
So, we revamp the Drake and Josh television series, but it's Drake. It's our Canadian
Drake. Let me stop you
Drake.
Right here. That's not a question. That's an idea.
No, listen. Okay. You didn't let me get to the question. Drake and Josh. It's Drake. It's Canadian mm-hmm. Drake.
Who's Canadian,
the Josh?
Canadian Drake?
Who's the Josh?
Who's Josh? Josh Groban.
Who's that?
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Can I just say, you and Tristan are like Drake and Josh, and that's all I'm going to say
who's
about
Drake?
Who's
Who's Drake, who's
Josh?
Josh?
Jack, you're Drake.
You are done here.
No, Drake's the one you want to be.
Drake was the cool one.
This is Josh Groban.
Oh, good stuff, yeah.
When I am down. Yeah, right.
So we got Drake.
And Josh. So how's the pilot go? The pilot episode. What happens?
He raps on top of this song.
Oh, and we need who played the little sister?
Miranda Cosgrove.
She's the same character. She gets
Celine
a reprisal.
Oh wait, she's the same
no,
character.
No, yeah, we bring her back.
Okay.
Megan.
So open shot.
Yeah.
Josh Groban sitting at a piano playing this. Drake walks right in.
And
he
does. He
opens
one of
the
his,
door
because like,
they live in the same apartment.
And he's only speaking with his like heavy Jamaican patois accent.
Yeah, he's like current day Drake. He's ripped.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm 13. And is that what Drake sounds like?
No, he'd be like,
I get energy. Got a lot of energy.
That's what he's, is
he
that what he says when he wakes up in the morning?
Yeah, he does. God.
He wakes up, he's like, I got... He
talk into
coffee.
The microphone.
I got to ghostwrite some bars, guys.
Are you one of Drake's ghostwriters?
I am. Big reveal. That's how I can afford to dress.
No wonder, you're so scary.
So I ghost wrote all the ones I previously mentioned.
Oh wow, and that's why they're your favorite
ones?
Yeah,
and the
kind of conceited, don't you think?
And the tropical themed album. Can we also just talk about how Drake literally?
I'm gonna get us back on course here because I do have questions. There's
my
a main
hot takes are not welcome. On
there's
show.
A topic of our show.
Okay,
like most shows that we do, we have a topic. It's kind of the whole idea of Radio Pizza Party from the start was that we would talk about one topic a week. Sophie's getting bored with this. I'm going to play the theme song to Let's Picking a Topic.
Oh, okay.
Amy.
Jack, let's pick a topic.
All right. Oh, we got a caller in. I'm going to leave him on hold for a bit. So we pick a number between 1 and 2.
2.
All right.
Pee and poo.
The topic is the auditions begin.
Ah!
Oh my God.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who is this?
Hi, this is Justin Trudeau calling from the CBC in CBC Ottawa.
Justin Trudeau from the CBC in CBC Ottawa.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, but I got some bad news.
What's the bad news, sir?
We recently heard that one of your hosts has moved to Toronto, and we're no longer going to be able to have you on the air. You see, there's a newly enacted policy that all shows need to have at least 51% of original disc jockey lineup be part of the show. Sorry about that.
Trudeau, seeing as you are the most talented man in Canada, which is why you became the prime minister, I'd like to get your help with something. When Tristan left, my plan wasn't to have no other co-host. My plan was to get a new co-host. And that's why we're here today. If you may have heard while you were on hold, we're doing auditions. And we have two people here today, the very talented sniffly Sophie Galloway and Matthew Wenzel.
Hi.
Which one did that cough from? That was a very good cough.
The cough was from Sophie Galloway making great radio. I'm just going to cut her mic there for a second. And we got Matthew over here kind of just sitting like a potted plant.
How does a potted plant scent?
Okay. Let me think here.
Are there any questions that you would ask a potential co-host for a community radio station?
Well, just hold on a second. Right now they've got an intern down the hall with wire cutters ready to cut your radio line.
I see him there.
Our radio line.
Two new co-hosts. Interesting. I'm not sure about this. I'll have to call downtown and see what they say, but seem like a nice enough Jack. Now, one of these co-hosts, are you willing to change your name?
Yes, immediately.
Yes, also.
Okay.
To what?
I've got a list of this. They might be able to let it slide. Okay, you ready for this?
Yep.
Is this a list of names?
A list of names from Tristan. Aiston, Briston, Christian, Distin, Tilton. You writing these down?
Yes.
I've wrote them all down.
Tressie, Tracy, Tarot, Trinity, Tressa, Trixie, Gliston, Gliston, Donner, Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, or Stuart. Sound good?
Yes.
Which name would you each pick and why?
I'm picking Trinity. Named after my favorite university, Trinity Western.
Wow.
Did he say Prancer?
Did you say Prancer, Mr. Trudeau?
I did, yeah, thank you. Mr. Trudeau's my dad. I'm Justin.
Hey, Prime Minister Justin.
You're a
pretty rad dude.
Yeah, thanks, Justin.
So.
I choose Prancer, by the way.
Okay. I'll write those down. I'll have my people contact your people. We'll do lunch. We'll set something up, and we'll see if we can keep you on the air.
Sounds good. I don't eat anything that's plant or meat-based, by the
way.
What
do you eat? Do you photosynthesize?
Ice cubes, things like that.
Okay. I'm getting the sense that you're a fridge. So, Mr. Trudeau, were there any other criteria for becoming a co-host, or was it just the changing the names?
Well, usually we have some comedy standards, but we've been trying to promote more Canadian content lately, CanCon, if you will.
CanCon.
Now, Let me ask you, is there at least one maple tree in the studio?
No, we found that the wind was rustling it too much.
Because, you know, it made for bad radio.
Well, I mean, to some, I suppose. Now, tell me, what percent of the Great Lakes do you have there in cups?
All right, goodbye.
No!
Hey, all right, Mr. Trudeau is helping us out a little bit there. We're going to get the auditions really started. Here we go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Radio Pizza Party Audition Commission, led by myself, Jack Lamming, with special guests, Sophie Galloway, and
and Big Matty.
Talk right into the mic if you could.
This is Matthew Wenzel.
All right, I got
is
some
Wenzel
questions.
Is Wenzel a type of sausage?
Is it?
Is it?
I don't know. I have no idea where my last name comes from or what it means. It
sounds like a sausage.
You guys are doing great so far. You're getting pulled off into tangents. Tristan and I did that all the time. I got some questions for you guys. What do you bring to the table as a host?
I bring to the table, I have a signature entry sound. You know, like Lil Wayne's lighter flick? He goes, I go,
Matthew?
To this table here, I brought...
No, just the metaphorical table.
The metaphorical table.
Yeah.
You know, I bring a really solid, you know, array of words and, you know, antics. I can jump. I can dunk, kind of.
What do you mean you can kind of dunk? Isn't a dunk kind of a zero-sum game?
I can't slam dunk, let's put it that way. I can do the dunk part, but not the slam part.
Just be better.
Yeah.
Just be better.
Be better. Okay, question number two. What experience do you have on the radio, tonight and other appearances on Radio Pizza Party notwithstanding?
I'm a storied guest of Radio Pizza Party.
I just said Radio Pizza Party experience doesn't count.
Aww.
But I'll make an exception for you.
Yay!
Matthew, what do you got?
I taught the best in the game everything they know. Name a name.
Howard Stern.
Except for him.
Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Streisand. Was she ever a radio
host? I think we got a call. Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Tristan.
Oh my god, it's you!
Tristan Wheeler, I haven't heard that name in years.
We haven't heard that name in years, you hear? Well, you're on the... What?
I understand you're trying to replace me.
I understand that you ditched me for a province that shall remain nameless.
We had a deal, Lamming.
This was not an episode of Let's Make a Deal, even though that is the theme song that you are hearing.
Is that... Well, I would say that a deal was like... I said to you, Jack, I said, promise me that you won't do another show for the whole summer, because if you were to do that, that would just be a major betrayal on our friendship. And then here I am, 9 o'clock Eastern time.
Oh, wow.
And a little... Oh, I hear a little... Nick Morgan on the radio, and then I'm sitting here, and I'm like, wait a one little second. Nick Morgan only is the composer for only one radio show on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia, and that's our show. And here I go, you're trying to replace me.
If only
you'd seen the full-length mirror that I was standing in front of when I shook your hand and made that deal, Tristan. Because you would have seen one thing and two fingers, and they were mine and they were crossed.
Oh.
I'm doing this show all summer without you. But while I've got you, can you help me? Sorry?
Did you do like a duck soup, like Groucho Marx in the mirror routine?
No, I didn't. I don't know that one. I'm not a nerd like you, you loser. So while I've got you here, bud, could you help me vet these two new co-hosts?
Sorry, say that again? I got some inveterance, as they say.
Some electrical inveterance? I'll just scan it once. Can you help me vet these new two co-hosts? Maddie won't talk into the mic, and Sophie's on her phone. What do you...
Okay, it seems like the decision has been made.
Yeah, what do you think here?
Okay, so for a co-host, I have a few questions.
Ooh, ask me first.
Who goes first? Who goes
second?
The
questions are to the room.
Okay.
And it's like Jeopardy.
Okay, one moment.
Do you want to talk to me like aside? Or?
All right. Okay. So it's between, my Benedict Arnolds are Sophie Galloway and Matthew Wenzel. Is that true?
That is
yes,
true.
Yes, only the best.
Hmm?
Only the best to replace you.
Yeah, as they say. Now you're doing The Price is Right. I like it.
Yes.
Okay, so if you were a co-host of Radio Pizza Party, what would your favorite movie be?
My favorite movie as a co-host of Radio Pizza Party?
Correct.
I wouldn't have a favorite movie. I would give all the movies that you like a view, and then I would choose one.
All right, and contestant number two.
I'm going to say Shrek the Third. Thank you, and good night.
Ooh, so I'm going to have to give partial marks to Sophie, but my choice would be Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
Whoa.
Okay.
Next question. Yeah, Matthew, you got that one wrong. That's okay. I have a few questions up here.
Winner's got a win, son.
If you were a host of Radio Pizza Party, what would your favorite food be, contestant number one?
I would say the water bottles left outside the station door. See, the whole thing, lid and all.
Hmm. Okay. I didn't. Okay, Matthew.
Goldfish crackers.
Ooh, I'm gonna have to deduct 15 points from the both of you.
Ah!
What's
16
wrong?
From Sophie.
What was the correct answer?
The correct answer is Hawaiian style spam and eggs. That is the correct
Why
answer.
Why do I get points deducted?
What makes it Hawaiian style?
Sophie gets another 15 points deducted for asking why she got points deducted.
Boom, I agree. Great work.
Matty also asked in a quieter voice before. Anyway,
no,
I was
inquiring about the food so I could learn more about it and therefore be a better host of Radio Pizza Party.
Savage.
Matthew's trying to be Mr. Big Man and a negative 35 points.
Where is the point standings as of right now, Tristan?
I think Sophie is at negative 31, whereas Matthew is at negative 45.
Ooh.
Wow.
Game
and where
set
am I?
And match.
If you've been keeping a running tally since we started the show.
Jack, I would say you're at a solid zero. You have balanced it out at this point.
That's,
so.
I mean, honestly.
Better than both
yeah, I got
of us.
Equal karma. Nothing good, nothing bad will ever happen to me.
Yeah. A question. If you were a host of Radio Pizza Party, what would your parents' names be?
Ooh, who's going first? I went first on the last one.
John and Belinda.
I would say iPad and pen.
That's pretty bad.
What was it? iPad and pen?
Yeah.
Wrong, both of you again. My parents' names are Dwayne and Michelle.
I was close.
You both get an additional 15 for trying, but you still are both in the hole. What would be a dog's name if you were the host of Radio Pizza Party?
A god or a dog?
A dog's name.
You guys ever noticed that god is dog backwards? Anyway, Sophie, go ahead.
Why am I going first? Savage.
I just said you're going first.
The dog would be called Princess Sophie.
Okay, Matthew?
It's a little inside joke between me and Tristan. You guys wouldn't get it.
Anyways.
Stop trying to curry favor.
Yeah. The dog would be named Shaquille O'Neal. Thank you very much.
I'm going to have to bring you both up to 0 points. You guys both did equally proportionally wrong. The answer was Krieg. Not Krieger, but Krieg.
Why Krieg?
It's a noise it makes.
Krieg!
I just started writing a word, and that's the word that came out. All right, so one last question for the two prospective hosts of Radio Pizza Party for the summer. Again, pulling the wool over my eyes and the rug from out of my feet, so I fall down a flight of stairs, Jack Lamming. Colorado River's ranked. Contestant number one.
I say number one, Colorado River. All the other ones below on equal footing.
All right, all right.
So I have to rank this river in comparison to other rivers.
No, just all of the Colorado rivers ranked.
Oh, well, I'd have to say, you know, the Caltutin is obviously number one.
Where's the Caltutin?
It's in Colorado, stupid.
Well, you got me there.
Okay, okay, okay. let me just do the final calculation. One second. I'm just going to have to make some...
Is that the noise?
You can do it. You can do it, Tristan.
You guys, in terms of the final scores, we are looking at 5 points for both Matthew and Sophie. You guys did equally
well. Yeah, dancer.
Well done.
I'm happy.
I don't know if that's a well done, yes.
You guys both got zero.
No, we got plus five.
You got plus five. Sorry, I was trying to...
It's more than you. You're off the show. It's being my show now.
Yeah, we're taking over.
Okay, if you guys name the show, and what would you call it?
Pizza Boys Radio.
Sorry, Kendall Jenner already took that one. Matthew, what would you call it?
Party Pizza Radio Show.
Party Pizza Radio Show. That would go great on a t-shirt.
Yes, it would.
Here's a question. Do you guys own Radio Pizza Party t-shirts?
I do.
Guys, I'm still online. I'm just...
Shut up. Where is your... do you have any other questions for them?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. How's it going, guys?
Oh, it's pretty good. I haven't seen you in a while, man. How you been?
I'm good. I'm in Toronto. It's good.
Oh, he's already cool. saying it like a Toronto person.
Say hello to Drake for me.
Hmm?
Say hello to Drake for me.
Have you seen anybody famous yet?
Okay, yeah, sure. 1 second. Yo, Drake. Yeah, dude. I just want to say my friend Matthew, he says hi. Sweet. I already did that for you, Matt.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
Bye. What a time.
What a time.
From across
alive.
The country, Tristan's still micromanaging me. So, do you guys think you're qualified, really? Honestly? Level with me here.
I think extremely. I listen to you boys talk every day for, year and a bit? Year and a half at this point?
Let's call it year and a third.
Year and a third, you know? I think that year and two-thirds, even. Oh, no.
No,
year.
Year and a third.
Okay.
I think that given a weekend-long intensive training session, I would be... very ready and very qualified and able to do this every single day of my life until I die.
It's good. You better be.
It's what we all want, isn't it?
Yes. To die.
By or
to be on the radio.
It is such a heavenly way to be on the radio.
That is the best way, to be dead on the radio. Think anybody's ever died on the radio?
I don't know. Sad. Sad times.
Google
wait,
it and
I
play
thought
it
we had okay,
live.
Wait. I thought we had a special song to hear on the radio. Don't
we do have a special
preempt,
song to hear. We have about a few minutes left. We're just going to play that song, and then I think we're going to wrap up the show. Because, not to brag, but this is only an hour-long show tonight. There's a special broadcast tonight that's going to be really amazing. We'll intro that in a few minutes. But before that...
Wait, but who won? Who's the next co-host? Me or Matteo?
Either
tune
of you guys
next
are qualified.
Week.
Okay, then... This song is called Toe Rings. It's by this really cool group from Victoria, or as we like to call it here, Thictoria. We're going to play this. We'll get right back to you. This is by
The Dive Team.
The Dive Team. Man, you seem to know a lot about this.
Yeah,
all right, we'll see you guys in a few minutes.
Yeah, it's the Dive Tapes.
It's me. Gone like Halo. All damn data. Went too fast. Should just stay slow. No big payroll. We would make love. Gave me her heart. Made it break though. Money's a tall like Chris Bosh. Ass fat jump like Criss Cross. Rock
the shit fly, let's take off. We can lay low, let's go to Dado. You ain't no angel, you don't got no halo. Girl, can you come on? Can you use my phone? And a girl so low, and I feel so wrong. Girl, can you come home? Can you use my phone? Girl, got my feet, gotta fly home. No little pink, gotta pipe though. Girl, gotta see with the vibe on. Girl, I got my feet on the typo. No little pink, gotta pipe on. But I gotta be with the mic on. Maybe when you're gone, it'll change my ways. Maybe losing all the feel of that. Maybe take a fall to feel away. Maybe when I'm gone, it'll fade away. Girl, can you come on? Phone. And a girl so low, and I feel so wrong. Girl, can you come home? Can you use my phone?
See no, speak no, hear no evil. Keep it real though, this dick ain't free no. King of the kingdom, tryna find a queen no. Found one Rigo, got dead like Devo. Ball like Michael, kick like Thybo. Just my type now, just my type now. Need you right now, need you right now. Need you right now. Since you've been gone, I changed my ways, babe. Did you wrong and I can't fix it. Really, I lied, ain't got no respect. Really, just a dick trying to get my dick wet.
Girl, it's been so.
Since you've been gone, I changed my ways, babe. Did you wrong and I can't fix it. Really, I lied, ain't got no respect. Really, just a dick trying to get my dick wet.
Girl, it's been so long. Girl, it's been so long.
Maybe when you're gone, I'll change my ways. Maybe losing all the feeling. Maybe take a fall.
Hey, we are back with Radio Pizza Party.
Hey.
I don't know if we found our co-host this week. We've done our best. Somewhere. We found some two very talented people.
But I tried so hard.
And you lost it all. And in the end, it doesn't even matter.
I tried so hard and fought so long.
That's the lyrics. Thank you, Maddie. Just doing my best here. So we're going to end up a few minutes early. We have a special broadcast event. It's going to be a few documentaries that are airing as part of the Resonating Reconciliation Radio Project. So we're going to wrap up here. But first, we got to name our episode. And do you guys remember how we do that? You
yep.
can't use a cough as your word.
Yep.
So we like to go around. We each say a random word. And that word will become one of the words in the title of the episode. Matthew, would you like to start?
Corduroy.
iPad.
Friends. All right, that's been Radio Pizza Party. We're going to wrap up. We will see you in a few weeks. Oh, yeah, we're going bi-weekly this summer. So it's getting wild changes up here.
Maybe.
We'll see how we go. All right. Bye, everybody. Have a good weekend.
You're listening to CITR 101.9. Broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
We got a theory.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We know how magnets work.
That's right. If magic is all we've ever known, then it's easy to miss what really goes on. But I've seen miracles in every way, and I see miracles every day.
Family, religion, friendship. These are the three demons you must slay if you wish to succeed in business.
Music Waste is hosting their annual fundraiser, Pre-Waste, at the Toast Collective on Saturday, May 4th, with performances by Devours, Sylvia Rath, Maneater, and Monsoon Moon. It's $10 at the door, or you can get your Music Waste pass for $20 to get into the show and be set for the festival.
Am I wrong?
Man, they were nihilists, man.
Huh?
They kept saying they believed in nothing.
Nihilists.
The Great Escape from Nihilism, Rediscovering Our Passion in Late Modernity by Dr. Gordon E. Karkner involves a journey out of the prison of contemporary nihilism and into a meaningful life trajectory. Rooted in the work of Canadian premier philosopher Charles Taylor, this book is a relevant read for students and faculty. You can find it at the UBC or Regent bookstores.
Who's the f***ing nihilist around here, you bunch of f***ing crybabies?
Touch me like you should. Are you ready for love?